lots of people in my house. Great long rooms.
Okay. This is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, August 12th, 2020. I'm Marjorie Holland, the chairperson. Kristen Pearson, the vice chairperson, is absent. And...
Oh, Megan Porter, board member.
Jean Houston, board member.
Lois Hall, board member.
Okay, we'll have an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Please stand. It's okay, you can sit. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessing upon this meeting that we might do the things that are pleasing unto thee and come to a resolution for this budget. And we pray, Father, for thy blessings upon us that we might travel home in safety when the meeting is over. And we pray for these favors and blessings in the name of thy sweet Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, this next portion is public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about an item within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comments? No? Okay. Approval of the minutes for possible action. Do I hear a...
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for July 15th, 2020.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of the agenda for August 12th, 2020 for possible action.
Make that motion.
Okay, motion's on the table for the approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, there's no informational items, no planning and zoning items. General business, review fiscal year 2020 budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for fiscal year 2022 budget request for possible action.
So, John, did you have any input for this at all?
I just want to say that we support the items on the agenda that are listed from last year. Nothing was done, so we support what you've got for this year as well.
I will say that number 9, pickleball is being added to the Overton Park. That project should be complete at the end of September. So we can probably remove that from the list.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to be a permanent pickleball court. It's going to be a stencil of it. And we'll provide the portable mat for it. And yeah, as far as number 9, unless we wanted to amend it to a loading dock, we wanted to try for a permanent pickleball court and loading dock on the court. That's
separate from anything else, like separate from the basketball court. Do you guys have anything that you would like to add or amend on the list at this time?
Oh, we didn't get this in my lifetime, so I think that's good.
I think this is good too, yeah.
Okay.
Is this the same one we looked at
previous review and...
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly the same.
Was finalized 8/14 of 19, 2019, yeah.
There is a project through RPM to remedy the number two item on there. It's just that it's not a construction stage, it's still in development and design. So they are addressing it, it just takes time to get it completed. But it is actually on the dock, and they've had staff with RPM pass away and be hospitalized, and so they're delayed, but it is on the dock.
So that's just something that will remain on the list until...
Absolutely.
Yeah, for the support of the town advisory board, I would say yes, it needs to until it's actually funded and done. But just as an update, it is in the process.
I'd open it up to the public and just make a motion.
Okay. We'll open this up to any public comments at this time.
Just clarification, if nine is almost completed, does something else move in its place? The two that are on other, or are we just...
Do you have something you want to move into its place?
No, I'm just asking how it works.
Oh, we don't have to move it.
I'm going to make a suggestion that we switch it also to Loganville and have a separate court.
Yeah.
That's what I'm missing.
Yeah, okay.
But that'll be in the motion.
All right, okay, because I just didn't know, remember the process, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment? No? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve this budget?
Absolutely. Anybody else want? Megan, you good?
Yep.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the recommendation for this next year's fiscal year budget. As it is listed, except for item nine, I'd like to change that for the, add that pickleball court and make it a separate pickleball court, full construction that stays there, doesn't have to be temporary. And then we'll also leave the other items on there as they're listed too. That's my motion.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
And we'll just have this on the agenda one more time to at least give people another chance to make any recommendations or anything additional.
Okay. Our next meeting is on my birthday, September. Go ahead.
Public comments? At the end?
Oh, comments by the general public. Comments by the general public.
Can I just stand here?
You can stand here and, or sit there and whatever.
All right, Dorian Sterita, Logandale. Janice forwarded me an email that she received from Amelia, and I did see an article in the Progress today, but I don't do Facebook, so this is first I became aware of how about this project. And I know the board can't take any action tonight, but that battle born solar that's supposed to be going on.
Yeah, on the Mesa.
I'm curious, has anything official been started as to are taking an official stand on it as the board or anything else against what's happening since it's out? You know, I mean, so therefore know what's going on. Has it been brought to the board's attention officially yet?
No.
Amelia, do you have a copy of the email that...
I do have a copy of the information.
Because Janice, she knows I don't do Facebook, and she thought we would want to know about it. So she forwarded it to me after she got it from you. Maybe you could share it with her, because it's explaining everything that the BL wants to do, and they're fast-tracking it. It's supposed to be on our Mormon Basin. It's like 9,000 acres.
9,100 and some odd acres.
Yeah, it's amazing. So if the board hasn't taken any action, whether you have to agendize it, or it's an official letter, I don't know, but I wanted everybody to be aware of it. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, any other general public comment? Nope. Our next meeting is September 9th, 2020. That's my birthday, so I want cake and ice cream.
All right.
Okay, and we're adjourned, right?
What's that? Hurry back to your company.
I said you can hurry back to your my figures.
Poor my kids, they have all their kids.
Oh.
It's a madhouse.
I've been having to leave for a little while.
So I'm assuming if you want to talk about that, you'll need to put it on the agenda.
We can, if we want to talk about it.
So one thing that I will tell you, and it's not on the record, not that it matters, but Marilyn did say.